when it comes several times. Well, it might come once a year, the ordinary floods, you know, but it doesn't get through it, and it's them very big floods that gets into the into the village.
You get it flooded quite often then? Just an ordinary flood in there?
Well, perhaps once a year, something like that, the Meadows floods. Of course, you can't see how many times they do flood, but now they've ploughed on fields up, and where it does flood.
When you were young, how would you get your, well, what bit of enjoyment you had? Saturday nights and all that kind of thing.
Well, you had to go to the village anyway.
Did they have a fair bit of celebrations on at all?
Well, not that much.
No. Have you actually seen this job done where you'd have 10 men going into a field and mowing it by hand?
Well, not 10, but I've seen 2 or 3.
Aye. Doing the whole thing?
Yes.
Aye. How long would it take?
Well, it depends how good it was going. Sometimes it, if it's good going, you'd mow naked maybe. Well, you wouldn't mow above half one maybe, it wasn't very good mowing.
And was that on land that was ridged, like, or on flat?
On the flat.
Because if it was ridged, it'd be more difficult.
Yes. You see, if it was laid, you see, that makes it bad going, doesn't it? Well, you see, a plough on the plough's one way, then they used to do, you see, then they used to G again, like, and then the hob again. So then it's a far to run round. Set the rig, as they call it.
And then go around up and down?
Yeah, up and down. Sled across the end.
And then when they'd finished the lands, they'd have to
plough headlands.
You found ploughing a pleasant job, did you?
Well, it wasn't such a bad job.
Was that a job you liked as a lad?
What tended? No, not particularly.
No. How did you scare the birds off then?
With a rattle.
Oh. What was that?
A chapel light. 2 or 3 bits of wood, fasten it with a loose string on and give them a rattle.
And do you reckon it did any good?
Well, I don't know whether it did much. You see, they never tent none now, do they? That was a regular thing. Tent crows, as they call it.
And how much did they get for doing that?
About a bob, I think. See, that one man now goes about 5 or 6 acres now, he used to plough one in the day, didn't he? In the north and south, it belonged always one estate lot. So you see, Northliff, it got separated with Mistress Darling, and she left it to Squire Mason, I think it was, and this to Squire Harris. So that's how it got divided. Well, then you see, he sold this to Ball, and then, Ball sold it in lots.